You're at the Renton History Museum. It was built in 1941. In 1978, the building was placed on the Washington State Register of Historical Buildings. It is considered significant because of the architecture and of being the first firehouse in Renton. Ivan M. Palma designed the structure. He was a Russian immigrant and the last nephew of Alexander Konov, the last imperial architect in Russia. During World War I, he served as an officer in the Russian army until the Russian Revolution. His uncle had a close association with the Russian royalty, and Palma was forced to leave the country. He joined with other exiles in the Black Sea area and fought against the revolution. Then, in 1920, he joined his uncle in Shanghai, China. He helped his uncle design and construct several large apartment houses and homes. In 1923, he decided he wanted to study architecture. He refused a visa to France. He went to the U.S. instead for his education. In 1929, he graduated from the University of Washington School of Architecture. He designed many other buildings in the Seattle area. The building structure is complex and has unaltered Art Deco architecture. That means the building was designed symmetrically and has phases around the flat roofs and rounded corners of the front and the sides. There are fluted pillars between the apparatus doors at the center of the building. It was built using masonry. The original design steel-clad wooden doors with leaded glass windows were replaced with roll-up steel doors that are seen today. The exterior and interior walls are cast-in-place concrete. The truck bay entry doors have jams and heads. Furthermore, there used to be painted cedar letters spelling the Renton Fire Department across the front of the building before the building became a museum. The letters were donated by Joe Baxter in 1942. In 2016, the lobby and office of the building was remodeled to fit the modern times, but keeping up with the Art Deco style. Near the building of the lawn is an iron drinking fountain called Iron Mike. This was purchased in 1903 by the fire department. The function of the fountain was so that people could let their horses and dogs drink the cool water. The bust on top of the fountain is of the Chief of Seattle. Its first location was the corner of Main and Walla Walla and 3rd Avenue, now called South 3rd and Hauser Way South. In 1915, it was moved to Wells Street on the old Renton City Hall. The fire department officially donated the fountain to the city of Renton and placed it where it is today. Before it became a museum in 1978, it was the local fire station called Renton Fire Station No. 1. When the building opened in 1942, the fire department moved from a wooden building at 3rd Avenue and Main Street. There were 60 volunteer firefighters during this time. They needed a larger and more modern facility as early as the mid-1930s. However, the Depression strained Renton's economic resources. The federal government was able to respond in 1939 using the Works Project Administration to fund the construction of the new building. The community needed this building because of the influx of families moving into Renton to work for Boeing during World War II. Starting in 1945, the fire department even had to hire its first paid firefighters. Their equipment had an upgrade as well. In 1946, there was an installation of the two-way radio on the fire trucks and the fire station. This was a way to keep up with the police department. Eventually, in 1978, the fire department had outgrown this facility and needed to move to a larger and more modern building. This gave the city and the Renton Historical Society the opportunity to preserve the building and turn it into something everyone can enjoy, a museum. This concludes the Renton History Museum Historical Buildings Podcast. We hope you enjoy learning about the historical significance of some of downtown Renton's buildings. Visit the Renton History Museum to learn more about what you just heard and to see photographs and objects from the museum's collection, such as the original Roxy neon sign. Thank you for listening.